Satanás, ¿dónde estás? So, I'll check that out later. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget, this amazing radio station isn't free in any sort of financial donation. Is very much appreciated and needed. I guess until next week, I'll let you all get creeped. Be sure, stick around for Cheek and Tongues with Barno coming up next.
Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next. Coming up next.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. I'd like to teach the world to sing and to be happy.
One and only Dico Double G. You know I'm out with the dick party. The one and only Dico Double G. You know I'm out with the dick party. Yes, the one and only Dico Double G. You know I'm out with the dick party. One and only Dico Double G.
And not get bromoquinine's more complete relief, even for virus colds. Bromoquinine works to relieve stuffy nose, body aches, fever, irregularity, the blues, and headache. More complete relief, because bromoquinine is the only cold tablet sold with wonder-working quinine and five other medicines, health fortified with vitamin C. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Get bromoquinine brand cold tablet.
Jim Daly to the rescue. Jim Daly to the rescue. Jim Daly to the rescue. Go, Jim Daly. Go, Jim Daly. Jim Daly on the mountaintop. 30,000 feet drop. Jim Dandy, a Jim Dandy met a girl named Sue. She was feeling kind of blue. Jim Dandy, he's the kind of guy. Never lied to see a little girl cry. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Sisters, all over this land. Well, if
I had a bell. I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
Tonight, tonight, tonight. Stir, never shake, bruises the gym.
Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side.
I've got nobody to hug, I'm such an ugly bug.
Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, if you're serious and want to win a bride, come along with us to the glorious annual ugly bug ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the ugly bug ball. And a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the ugly bug ball. Their tricky melody. All the ants were fancy dancing with the plea.
Chief.
Ha ha ha!
Let's get closer.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with Martian girl?
Goodbye. I used to walk alone in the sunlight. So happy then was I. But one day, my sweet baby up and left me. I'll never know the reason why. Now there's shadows everywhere I go. The sunshine has passed me by. Now I sing a blues song with tears in my eyes. No one to care for me. I used to sing a glad song. Still I wonder why our love could never be. Shadows just can't get out of these shadows. Since my baby said goodbye, I used to walk alone in the sunlight. Then was I. But one day, my sweet baby up and left me. I'll never know the reason why. Now there's shadows everywhere I go. The sunshine has passed me by.
Turn on, Governor. Jolly good show, chaps.
Yes.
There's one thing that's most important.
What's that?
You're to drink with me tonight until you're dead drunk.
Can't you see? We got to be with you and me. Right now we're free. Not even me. It's time you and me. Oh, it's that time, baby. Yeah, it's that time, baby. Hey, it's about time.
Honesty.
You snuff.
I'm a sailor on shore leave. For your love, I'm a crying baby. For your love, I'm a red light whore, and I can't get enough. I'm a wildcat for you, for your love. I'm a leather daddy. For your love, I'm a butch biker mama, and I like it rough. I'm a wildcat for you, for your love. Ooh, baby, tell me what you like. I'd do anything to keep you satisfied. Top or bottom, side to side, I'm a wildcat for your love. For your love, I'm a meow. For your love, I'm a. 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 For your love, I'm a White House intern. For your love, I'm a belly dancer. For your love, I'm a. For your love, I'm a wildcat for you, for your love. I'm a wildcat for you, for your love.
Thank you.
Can you walk a little way with it in? With it in? Can you walk a little way with it in? With it in? She answered with a smile, I can walk a in mile with it in. With it in. With it in.
Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly presents Dime Store Radio Theater's Halloween Spooktacular 2025! Our first installment this week, The Weird Circle, delivering The Horlaw.
Out of the past, phantoms of a world gone by speak again their immortal tales, the Horla.
The Weird Circle is brought to you by Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations. And this week, brought to you by Acme Brand Halloween Candy. All of your childhood favorites are here, now smaller in size and 10 times sweeter, to keep with the changes in modern community standards. Acme brand Halloween candy, in association with Acme certified dentists. Now, we return you to The Weird Circle, here on Dime Store Radio Theater's Halloween Spooktacular 2025!
It was a dark house, dreary too. Shadows crept down the walls like loathsome vermin. The house was old and filled with memories of better days, like the man who lived there. He was old and gnarled and alone. He'd passed the lonely hours by sitting on the porch of his home, watching the boats sail up and down the river. He was happy living alone in that old house, until one day a tall, three-rigged Brazilian schooner floated past his shores, casting a shadow on the banks of the river. A shadow over the old house. A shadow over the old man. A living shadow which crept into his mind. He wrote a letter to his young cousin, Madame Renee Sable, who was living in Paris, begging her to visit him. He read the letter over several times, then took it to a friend of hers, a doctor, Dr. Parent, to ask his advice. She was young, and in Paris, and she didn't believe in the old man.
I had to come to you, Dr. Parent, because this letter worries me, Toe. You've known my cousin, Gabriel Bouvet, for a long time, and he's not the sort of man given to hallucinations.
He seems to be a very sound old man. But living alone the way he does...
Nonsense. Living alone has nothing to do with it.
Well, suppose you read me the letter, Madame Sal.
Of course. It all seems like so much poppycock. Listen. Be honored by a visit from you at your earliest convenience. Isn't that like him?
Yes, very much.
You'll find me a changed man, my dear. Changed because he has come. You don't know what I'm talking about, and so I must explain. A shadow has crept into my home, a shadow which dominates me. You see what I mean, Doctor.
Well, read on, Renee.
Right. He is a creature from a land of shadows, but I tell you, he does live. He lives here with me, and I'm afraid of him. Oh, Renee, he will dominate all of mankind, just as mankind has dominated the animal kingdom. We will become his chattel, his food and his slave, as the animal has become ours. You see, Doctor?
Yes, indeed I do. I wonder... Renee, how soon can you pack and be ready to leave?
In about 2 hours.
Well, fine. I'll have the horse and buggy hitched and call for you then. I think we'd better go down to him as soon as possible.
Doctor, surely you don't believe in this thick, invisible creature.
Well, surely, Renee, I don't doubt the wind just because I can't see it. We'll be able to judge better after we have a talk with him. You better hurry home. I'm going right down to the stables now.
been a long trip, Doctor. I hope we don't frighten my cousin by coming at this hour.
That's his house right over there, isn't it?
Yes, right at the end of the road.
Huh. Gloomy-looking old place.
Very gloomy. It's so dark and so very old.
Tell me, how long has Duvet's wife been dead?
About 6 years now.
Did you notice any perceptible change in him after she died?
Nothing exceptional. Except he became quieter and drew into himself more, mm-hmm. if that's possible. Well, here we are.
Yeah. Oh, that boy. Oh.
And so the doctor and the old man's cousin, Renee's son, entered the old house, expecting to find a man weakened by illness, haggard with lack of sleep. But instead, Gabriel Bouvet was in high spirits as he conducted his guest into the house. He made a special pot of tea, and then as he passed the cream and sugar.
Make your tea, Renee. Stop being so nervous. Fidget. I always were a fidgety youngster. Makes me nervous.
You were talking about the Brazilian boat, Monsieur Bouvet. What has the boat to do with this unknown shadow?
You don't know, then?
Frankly, no.
Well, here. Look at this book. Study of the scientific world. Open it. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be, or I'd read it to you myself. Page 72.
What has Dick to do with the shadow which you see?
Allow your friend the doctor to read the second paragraph.
Well, listen to this, Renee. Sao Paulo, Brazil. A contagious madness has spread throughout Sao Paulo. The victims claim they are being possessed by creatures of darkness who feed only on milk and water. Medical savants have been rushed to their aid.
But that's in Brazil, cousin.
I know. But the Brazilian boat sailed by my door. It's possible for this, whatever it is, to have escaped from the boat.
Well, anything's possible, but this does seem a little improbable.
But possession, that's talking of demons. This is a modern world. No one man can possess the power of ordering another's will.
How little you know, cousin.
Well, perhaps I am a fool of a girl, but anybody...
No, not anybody, Renee. Not me, for instance. I believe in hypnotics. That's possession of a kind.
Dr. Mesmer's nonsense. I don't believe in mesmerism.
Well, I can prove it to you simply enough.
How?
If you're willing, we'll try a little experiment.
You hypnotize?
If you'll be a...